Welcome to the Busy Gamer Podcast for the week of October 24th, 2010, providing a weekly summary of news and views from BusyGamerNews.com. We're a gaming site for people too busy for gaming sites.
This week's releases:
Rock Band 3, with or without the keyboard, for PS3, Xbox 360, and Wii. There's also a version for Nintendo DS if you'd rather tap than sing, drum, or strum.
Fable 3 for Xbox 360.
Star Wars The Force Unleashed 2 for PC, PS3, Xbox 360, DS, and Wii.
LEGO Universe for PC.
The Sims 3 for PS3, Xbox 360, DS, and Wii.
The Sims 3 Late Night for Mac and PC.
The Amazing Race Game for Wii.
Grand Theft Auto 4 The Complete Edition for PS3 and Xbox 360.
WWE SmackDown vs. Raw 2011 for PS3, PS2, PSP, Xbox 360, and Wii.
And Tony Hawk Shred for PS3, Wii, and Xbox 360.
This is the latest game release information we have. A more thorough summary will be posted Monday morning.
Last week's releases:
Fallout New Vegas and Nailed for PC, PS3, and Xbox 360.
DJ Hero 2 and Shaun White Skateboarding for PS3, Wii, and Xbox 360.
Vanquish, Saw 2 Flesh and Blood, Rock of the Dead, and Pro Evolution Soccer 2011 for PS3 and Xbox 360.
Time Crisis Raising Storm and The Shoot for PS3 with Move.
And Crafting Mama for Nintendo DS.
Plus, for iPhone and iPad, there's the Halloween edition of Angry Birds, Bone Cruncher Soccer, Font Monsters, Game Dev Story, Pack Attack, Speedball 2 Evolution, and Star Battalion.
For a more complete listing of recent releases, please check our October 18th roundup on the site.
Comment of the Week: Funky Sock Monkey, a graphic artist, professional crafter, and former co-worker of ours from Big Fish Games, has a bone to pick with Crafting Mama.
I honestly don't get it. Why not just get out some paper or yarn and do crafts for real? Really sad.
We had a surprising amount of interest in this topic. Pikachu Fan is quite the crafter for a 7-year-old. We're thinking maybe he should play the game and tell us whether it has more appeal than actually working with real art materials. Giveaways.
Each week, we launch a giveaway we call Free Stuff Friday, though you normally have nearly a week to enter.
This week, we have three prizes. Well, two different prizes and an extra chance to win one of them.
We have one of the best survival horror shooters of all time, Dead Space for PC. This game is like Aliens, only creepier. Much creepier.
Hazardous anomaly detected. Quarantine activated.
And for PS3 gamers with Borderlands, we have two copies of the recently released Claptrap's New Robot Revolution DLC. Those Claptraps apparently aren't as cute and cuddly as we've been led to believe.
Ooh, check me out, I'm dancing!
Get up to four chances to win one or both of these great prizes by posting a comment, reviewing one or both of our podcasts on iTunes, and tweeting about the giveaway. Find out the details on our site, and be sure to enter by 6 p.m. Pacific on Wednesday, October 27th.
Last week's winners:
Kisuki and James F. won Comic Jumper for Xbox 360. If that's you, check your inbox for an email, and let us know how you like the game.
Nintendo announced two new hardware products to tempt its faithful fanbase. Well, technically they're old hardware products. They're just colored red in honor of 25 years of Super Mario Bros.
There's the Red Wii for $200, which includes a Red Wii Remote Plus and matching red nunchuck, plus new Super Mario Bros. Wii and the usual pack-in game, Wii Sports. Or you could show your Mario pride with a red Nintendo DSi XL that includes Mario Kart DS for $180.
But before you rush to upgrade, you should know that neither system currently permits license transfer for WiiWare, Virtual Console, or DSiWare games you might have bought. So, if you value your DLC, think twice. If you haven't bought any, or this would be your first Wii or DSi, then carry on. You'll be fine. As we reported a few weeks ago, there supposedly will be a way to transfer DSiWare purchases to the Nintendo 3DS after it launches next March.
We also had a bit of good news for fans of this podcast. If you've been wondering why we haven't shown up in Zune Marketplace, well, so have we.
We entered our submission twice over the past year and nothing. But we finally were added this past week, so if you prefer to download our podcast to your Zune, you should have an easier time of it now. If we don't show up in the Marketplace search, browse to Entertainment Podcasts and sort by date added. There we are.
We're playing for fun. What's won has been won. The bell has been rung.
If you listened to our PAX Prime coverage in September, you heard our LEGO Universe interview where we announced that we were sold on the game for our resident 7-year-old LEGO devotee, Pikachu fan.
She's going to say, when I smash it, it's going to say something. No, what are you going to do? She's doing something special. Let's find out what it is.
Ouch.
When she smashes it, it says ouch. She's just made some interactive gameplay on her property, and it only took 5 seconds.
You just sold a subscription.
Did you hear that?
We set him up on the beta, and after resolving a technical issue with an outdated video driver on his PC, listened to his squeals of delight as he explored the expansive LEGO worlds. Because an MMO is an investment, and we didn't want to risk paying for a service he wasn't going to use, we made a deal. Pikachu Fan pays half of the $10 per month fee with his allowance. That way, he's invested too, and will weigh the cost of the service against the value he gets from it. We'll see how long he sticks with it, but so far, he seems very committed.
In LEGO Universe, you smash Stormlings? There's even Dark Spiderlings to destroy, but they fight back. They have deadly blasts that can easily destroy you if you don't have a backup shield to seal yourself up. So it won't really pum pum pum, and then bleh, you're dead. I don't want that to happen. This is fighting as it never was before. Oh, great. At the beginning of the game, there's no weapons, no fighting. You're just trying to get out of a launch place. But first you need to build a rocket to get out. You need imagination, and then you also need to talk to someone. Having fun? This ain't no game. Okay, this is gonna take me some time and some effort. Come on, part that I was stuck on. Work! Yes! In Avant Gardens, it's a big fight. There's a lot of things to fight, and not all that much time. Well, there's 4 factions. I joined Assembly, and I'm stuck there for the whole game. There is no way that you are gonna get out of one. So, you better read the descriptions in the game before you just choose one. But I want to do Assembly, and it's really fun. Anyways, Assembly. Yes, this is looking good. I mean good, not good. And my favorite part of the game is probably when I got to Pet Cove, because now I can pet team pets. One of the names that you cannot give to your pet is Killer, and I had the loss of that pet. So I wouldn't do a really bad one. So a better one would be like Fred or George or something. I named my bunny that I pet tamed Bunny. Bored by that name. Another thing is, you know the red crystals you'll find at the brick vendors? I'd buy them if I were you. Definitely! It'll take some time. Just wait.
What we're playing.
Well, the big game this week for me should have been Fallout New Vegas, but it didn't work out that way. First, Amazon.com dropped the ball and delivered the game a day late, but not before sending us into a panic by informing us the game would be delayed, but they gave us the launch date as the new date, which made no sense. Fearing the worst, Girl Guy Game actually located the last copy of the New Vegas Collector's Edition in Seattle, just as Amazon locked in our existing order, blocking us from canceling it. Long story short, we had a copy of New Vegas in the house on launch day that we couldn't open because it was going back to GameStop, and by the time the game did arrive via FedEx late on Wednesday, I lacked much time to devote to it before starting on a new work project and our weekly podcast cycle, which sucks away much of my evening game time. What saved my week was Costume Quest. We'll have a lot more to say about this game on next week's podcast, but this Halloween-themed RPG is both adorable and fun. And since it's mostly family-friendly, there are battles with monsters, but they're pretty tame, I could play with Pikachu fan watching. It's one of the most addictive games I've played since the original Bioshock, which I would shut down and then be back playing 30 minutes later. Give it a try with a demo on PlayStation Network or Xbox Live Arcade. You won't regret it.
So the podcast cycle translates to more game time downstairs for me when Pikachu Fan is in bed, so I did get a chance to play Fallout New Vegas for a few hours this week. My initial impressions are it's a lot like Fallout 3, in that right now, at least, until I get to Vegas, everything looks a lot like the ruins of Washington, D.C., which is to say lots of ruined buildings and bad guys running around, or my pals, as I like to think of them. It depends on which team you happen to play for. I tend to go to the dark side, although they're making it a lot harder this time because I did one nice thing accidentally and they've already turned on me because I have a reputation for being a bad guy who sometimes does the right thing. I mean, what's that about? I'm trying here. I'm killing everybody in sight. I'm going forth. I'm overthrowing governments. I even visited the prison and liberated the poor, oppressed people who were yearning to be free behind all those cages. And how do I get rewarded? The locals don't like me. It's just not fair. But enough about me. Well, no, more about me. So, anyway, Game Watcher likes to play the good guy. And the typical conversation in our house goes something like this. Game Watcher. Hey, have you met? Fill in name here. Who? You know, the guy who... Fill in occupation here. Oh yeah, I think I remember him. Long dramatic pause. You killed him, didn't you? Maybe. But, you know, what are you gonna do? Sometimes people just don't listen. And when they don't listen, they have to be taught a lesson. But I should say that I'm really not a violent person in real life, and even I was a little horrified by something I did the other night, and then I realized that it wasn't the character Felicia Day plays, so it's okay. So Felicia, you're good. I will not kill your character, unless it's absolutely necessary to the plot, okay? In terms of if you like it, if you liked Fallout 3, you're gonna like this game. There are some significant differences that I should point out. This game has so far been extremely buggy. If you've read any of the reviews to date, most people have mentioned that, and it is pretty bad. So save early, save often. You have 100 save slots, which is another difference. As I remember, I had something like 450, 500 saves for Fallout 3, and I don't remember it ever saying I had a limit. So at some point, I'm going to have to start saving over my game. Definitely save after you get any significant leveling up or even just bonus points, talk to anybody, anything that you don't want to have to do again. I've lost some major progress because the game froze on me. This is supposed to be fixed fairly soon. Hopefully it's already got a bug fix out by the time you hear this. Another thing I wanted to mention was the music. Those of you who are longtime listeners may remember that I did a Fallout 3 music special, and I really dug in and loved the music on the GNR, which was the kind of pop radio 1940s, 1950s music that they played as you wandered the wastelands. There was a similar station here, and props for getting Mr. Vegas himself, Wayne Newton, to play the radio DJ Mr. Vegas. I say this without irony. He is fantastic. I really enjoy listening to him. He's got the great intonation and just enough of the self-deprecation to really sell it. I buy absolutely that this man is out somewhere in the wasteland just trying to make it. The music, on the other hand, is extremely limited. I love Johnny Guitar as much as the next person who's ever heard the song Johnny Guitar, but I've heard it a lot. It seems like there's only 4, maybe 5 songs on this radio station. And that is going to get old very quickly, even with Mr. Vegas guiding me through the world. You are likely to be eaten by a group. If this predicament seemed particularly cruel, consider whose fault it could be. Now the torture a match in your inventory. DLC highlights.
Wii owners who are also Netflix subscribers can now download the free Netflix app from the Wii Shop. New WiiWare titles include Happy Holidays Halloween and Through Space. Virtual Console has Final Fantasy Mystic Quest for Super NES. DSiWare editions are Academy Tic-Tac-Toe, Armada, Music On, Playing Piano, and Snapdots.
The PlayStation 3 store also received a downloadable Netflix app, plus Aqua Panic, Tomb Raider Underworld, and a demo for PlayStation Move title, The Shoot.
Both PS3 and Xbox 360 gamers can get Costume Quest and the demo for Fist of the North Star. Xbox 360 Marketplace also has Super Meat Boy, Dream Chronicles, and the tantalizing Rock Band Network track, Drum Exercises for the Sufficiently Masochistic, by Shiloh Elliott. Super Meat Boy is extremely punishing, but if that's your thing, it's great. And on sale for $10.
As usual, more complete listings of the past week's DLC can be found at BusyGamerNews.com.
On Twitter, we encourage you to follow Game Watcher and Girl Got Game. That's GRRL Got Game. We often tweet news that isn't big enough to deserve an entry on the site or has a very limited shelf life. We also have a BGN community Twitter list. If you're not on it and want to be, just send Game Watcher an at reply.
We also encourage you to join the Busy Gamers Facebook group and our Busy Gamer News Facebook fan page.
If you use Stitcher Radio, search for Busy Gamer and favorite us there. And if you enjoy the podcast, please like us there too. You can actually do this each week that you listen. We're also on Zune Marketplace.
We'd love it if you rate and review us on iTunes. This week, it could help you win Dead Space and the Borderlands Claptrap DLC.
Some of the music in this podcast came from Mevio's Music Alley. Check it out at music.mevio, that's MEVIO.com. You can find details and links for these and other songs at busygamernews.com/podcast.
Actually, all I really get, I've got is a few weapons and an apple because I got a mission to buy someone an apple. Seem bored? Well, anyways.
Curse you, Perry the Water Plane!